Hey everyone, this is episode 94 of the Top Shelf Podcast, and Josh and I are being what's the word I'm looking for? We are
graciously joined.
Help me out here, Josh.
I'm trying. Graciously joined.
Graciously joined. Their presence of Danielle and Abigail, Abby, are here to tell us about their worst, maybe best first dates they've ever had in their life. And that isn't actually, that's probably the worst intro we've had in our lifespan of this podcast. But that's okay. We'll recover from it. But ladies, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. Josh G, what's up?
What's up, boo-boo? Are you nervous?
I'm personally very nervous. I'm so nervous because I don't want to lead the ladies astray. This is the first time on any podcast whatsoever. And I don't want to lead them astray, and I don't want them, you know, to look foolish. I'd rather take the heat and look foolish myself than them look foolish at all. How about that? Is that gentleman enough for you guys?
I don't know if anyone can help me. Yeah. Foolish. Yeah, but that's true. But I think we'll be fine. I think we can handle it.
Okay, so we talked last, so this is going to air, this airs on Sunday. We talked Tuesday about, you gave me a real hard time about the 3-day rule. And listen, I don't want to go too in depth in it because we got to move along, but you were totally in disagreement with me about the 3-day rule, and your opinions coincide with Josh's and Jose's 3-day rule opinion. So real quick, in a couple words, don't get crazy about it. Just tell me about the 3-day rule.
I have one word for the 3-day rule. Automatically screams games. And yeah. I'm not that yes. I think it's pathetic and an excuse.
The cat.
Sorry. No, but there's no time for it. Like she said, it's games, it's mm-hmm. stupid, it's pathetic. You want to look busy and cool when you're probably not. You're probably on watching TV, like Netflix, like being like, okay, I'm going to wait 25 more hours and I can text them hi. It's dumb.
The 3-day rule also really shows your age.
Oh my God.
Well, that doesn't help really happens anymore.
Because Josh and I are fighting for 40, so the 3-day rule for me is still in play. But anyways, I want to talk about, forget about the 3-day rule, because actually it kind of goes together, because we're going to talk about first dates here and the importance of them. And maybe you're going to tell us some stories about how shitty some of your first dates have been, how great some of your first dates have been. We'll hear about Josh's first date with Crystal. I'm going to tell you some stories about some of my first dates. It's going to be a hell of a time. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to break it off real quick. I'm going to start it off with my shittiest first date ever. So everyone be patient with me because it's going to be a little bit of a story. God. I met this girl at the restaurant. She was doing an event in our restaurant. We clicked. We started, you know, we were talking. She lived in the greater Boston area. When we decided to hang out, she said, hey, Len, let's go out to Dorchester, Massachusetts and go bowling. If anyone knows anything about Dorchester, Massachusetts, it's not the safest place in the world. So I said, okay, you know what? I'll meet her there. We'll go bowling, whatever. So we go bowling into the ghetto, or, you know, the unsafe area of Dorchester. And we were kind of just talking, having a casual conversation, whatever. And then she sprung it on me that she wanted to have 8 children. Now, I don't particularly want to have 8 children, but she instantly told me, first date, I want to have 8 children. That's my goal. So that was strike 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. So now the date ends, and as I think, oh, this is it, we're going to part ways. I'll never see her again. She gets in her car, backs out of her parking spot, and then gets T-boned by another car pulling out of a parking spot. So now I'm stuck there for another half hour, 45 to an hour, waiting for the cops and the police reports and all this stuff. It wasn't the best situation I could ever been in. I did end up living with her for about a year and a half after that.
know.
I don't know. The car accident kind of sparked some interest, but that was legit the worst first date I've ever had. And it's tough because it ended up being a long-term relationship after that.
Yeah, I kind of confused on what happened in between, because it went from, oh, I can't wait to leave this girl, to, oh no, her car got hit. I'm going to move in with you and live with you for a year and a half.
Did a little bit of the savior complex like click in right there?
Is that car accident. It was the car accident.
So I want Abby, I want to start with you. How important, now hearing my story, right? My most dramatic first date story, okay? And it ended up being a long-term relationship. How important is the first date for you? Like, what kind of the vibes you get? Are you going to give them a second chance if it's not good? Do you put like all your stock into that first date, or, you know, the first kiss, whatever? I want to hear from you, like, how important is that first date for you?
You know, I'd like to say it's pretty important. Like in general, you know, people are like, well, I don't know if he's got like a creepy vibe, I'm not going to see him again. But unfortunately, I've been in a similar predicament to you, where I went on like probably the worst date of my life and then ended up dating this man for a year. So, in my situation, we went on a first date to a coffee shop. He's very nervous, very talkative, starts talking about how he just got back from a 3-month stint in Thailand traveling, and how he would get like free rooms, free hotels by sleeping with women in Thailand to stay at their house. And I still dated him.
I love that story.
I think that sometimes, you know, the law of attraction is so powerful, you are willing to forgive a lot of things.
But is it important? Like, is the first date important?
So your attraction to the man, because he was probably very handsome.
Yes.
It totally skewed your whole opinion on how shitty your conversation went. You had nothing in common. You knew he was a man whore, but you were so attracted to him that you forgot about all that. And you were still able to date him again and again and again and again.
Yes, I was so attracted to him that there were many red flags, but I suddenly became colorblind. It was simply amazing.
Josh, I gotta listen, because I love you so much, and you are the brother that I wish my mom had. I need to hear your opinion on that.
I mean, my opinion on the fact that the physical attraction,
physical attraction took over the actual compatibility.
That's fine. We all want to have a little bit of fun. I mean, but I think you knew right away when you're like, okay, this guy is telling me about chicks that he shagged to get free hotel rooms. Like, you knew that there wasn't going to be much more to come from that. You knew. Like we all know when we meet people that are actually going to be a significant impact in our lives. Like, the guy was handsome, but not much else to him, is my guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think, you know, I was just like, had that little bit of a wow factor. So I was able to overlook some things where probably in a normal situation, I would be like super, like maybe overly critical, and I would have not done the same thing.
Now, would you do the same thing? Would you do the same thing today?
No, I think I've learned from that. But honestly, I can never say never. I don't know. Am I going to see Paul Rudd on the street? I don't know.
Wait, Paul Rudd? Out of all the guys you could have said in the world, you chose Paul Rudd, Ant-Man?
Paul Rudd is attractive.
I'm not saying he's not George Clooney or Brad Pitt.
All right, you're dating yourself.
Danielle?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I got to focus the attention on you, and then my mediator will chime in after.
Why do I need a mediator?
Josh is my mediator. He keeps me in check.
Okay.
So let's talk about, you know, so we heard Abby's story where it wasn't the greatest first date, but he was so hot that she continued to date him for a long time. I want to hear your story, like, date, you know, first dates, the importance of it, the The personalities have to mesh. Josh, you know I'm allergic to cats. The personalities have to mesh, or yeah. is his looks so important that you don't give a crap about his personality?
I feel like it depends on the person. Sometimes I'm very guarded and harsh on first dates. Like there was a time I literally went on 5 dates in 8 days. I had 2 dates.
Five different guys?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we were going through it.
First dates. That's a hell of a week.
Damn.
But I didn't like any of them, if that says anything.
Was this Tinder?
I hate it. It was good old Hinge. Mm-hmm. They suck. Because 2 of my exes I met at work, so I didn't have to go through like dating apps and stuff, but they were all dating apps. They were all awful, which I think part of it's me, like defense mechanism of like, oh, you say one thing wrong, like you're out. Goodbye. And then I block you. But
so that's harsh.
Okay, I did. I one time I blocked, but he was awful, and his last name was Savage. If that tells you anything, he like paid for it. He talked about himself. This was probably one of my worst ones. First of all, my parents' friends were there, so they came running up to me and were like, "Who's this?" I'm like, "Oh my god, I haven't even met him yet. Like, I don't know." And then he talked about himself the entire time. And then he finally looks at me after like an hour and goes, "Oh, so like, I want to know more about you. Like, do you have any pets?" I was like, that's what you ask?
If that was,
I
have a dog question.
Or a cat? So then I just kind of kept asking him questions about himself because he loved talking about it. And I was like, can't wait to get out of there. And then he went to pay for it. And he's like, "So I got my card out." So I'm like, "We are not, like, this is not happening. Like, we'll split it. I'm not getting, you have any idea that I enjoyed myself." And he goes, "Oh, no, no, you save your money." And then we got into the car, and then he was like, "Oh, I really enjoyed myself. I hope it happens again." I went in my car, I went on Hinge, and I blocked him. So I was like, "No, I'm never talking to you again. So yeah, all those dates are pretty bad. So I don't think they're that important, but to an extent they are. Depends on the person.
Like, so you weren't even out of the parking lot yet, and you already blocked this guy.
Yeah, he was definitely like in his car, like just right there, and he was blocked. I met my friend after, and I told her, and she's like, "Danielle, that's like kind of a lot." I'm like, "No, it was awful. Like, why would I waste my time?"
So what he should have done was waited 3 days to text you, but he didn't.
I will literally kill you because you don't even do that yourself. We're not going to talk about that.
Was this guy attractive? Was he attractive?
I mean, I didn't really think so, but I'm also awful.
If a guy was super, super attractive and did exactly the same things that guy did, would you be more apt to not block him?
Well, I'm more of a personality person. Like, I really am. Like, I see your personality first and I get drawn to that. That's usually what I like first. Because again, all defense mechanism. I'll be like, I'll think everyone's ugly because I don't want to let them in, kind of thing. But the second you have a good personality, then I get attracted to it. So I think even if he was like, I don't even know, like Brad Pitt or something, but he had that personality, I'd be like, "No, like, you're just a jerk," or "I enjoy it." But I definitely do let some idiots in. Like, sometimes comes in, there's like an idiot that like, they do everything wrong, but you're still like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Because he's so good looking.
No, it's not the looks. It's just there's certain people. Like, my ex is one of them. Like, there's certain people that for some reason my guard goes down.
Let me change the narrative a little bit. So what are you – either of you can answer. It doesn't make a difference. Okay. I want you to describe what you want. So real quick, let me backtrack. Every woman in their life, in my opinion, has decided what their wedding day should be, right, or has some type of idea. What is your perfect idea of a first date?
Abby, you go first.
Probably, you know, like equally shared communication, like it's not like super one-sided on either side. I think that's pretty important. I think first date should be kind of like on the briefer side. I think it's like, you know, a first taste of someone, and then if you like it, you can go back or whatever, and if you don't, then it's done. Like, I've heard of people going on like whatever these like 5-hour long like first dates and things like that, and like I can't do it.
Yeah, they're watching too much Bachelor.
Yeah, that's not
possible. Yeah, it's not reality. So what about like a setting? Like, where would a guy take you on a great first date, or where would you meet for the first date of your dreams?
I don't know. I feel like coffee shops are pretty good for that. It's like relaxed. It's like casual, like a get to know you kind of thing.
So you're saying alcohol is out of the question, no booze?
Definitely could be booze. I'd probably, you know, say something that I probably wouldn't want to say, but not.
All right. So do you want flowers? Do you want him to hold the door for you? Do you want him to pay the bill? Do you want a kiss on the cheek goodnight? Do you want a kiss on the lips goodnight? Like, open up for me.
Oh, my turn now?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I don't want flowers.
Why not? Why not flowers? Every woman loves flowers.
No, if you give me flowers on the first date, I'm just going to think, like, that's not really you. That's not. You're just, like, doing it because it's the first day. Like, oh, let me woo her. Let me charm her. But in reality, it's probably just a game.
So, wait.
Oh, someone
I gotta take my glasses off of this.
Not the first date.
Hold on, Danielle. You're implying that any smooth move that a gentleman makes, flowers, holding the car door, holding the door open for you, giving you his coat, actually walking to your door instead of just texting you that he's outside, is all a game to you?
I mean, it depends on the person, but I think most people do it as a game. Most.
Wow.
Bunny, she told you that she's got her guard up going into every date. So why would you expect any less? Like, it's guarded. She's looking for a reason why this guy sucks rather than looking for a reason why he might be a winner.
Oh my God. I like it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's our brotherhood. Some guys are just genuine and actually want to do those things all the time, but women don't give them the opportunity. So a first date, if I bring flowers to the woman and I can see immediately in her eyes the reception she gives me from it, you know, that's a turnoff to me. I went out of my way to make sure that I was as gentlemanly as possible to buy you these flowers. And then if you roll your eyes or you kind of just shrug them off or like, oh, why did you get me flowers? Or whatever the case is. If you have a negative tone to receiving the flowers, to me personally, that already starts our first day off poorly. I'm already pissed off. I'm already done with you. Now it's going to take you the effort to build yourself back up to get me to go out with you again.
All over flowers. Well, obviously in the moment, I'd be nice about it. I'd be like, oh my God, like, thank you so much. But it'd be in the back of my head.
But in your head, you think he's a scumbag.
No, not a scumbag. That is so aggressive from the flowers. All depends on the person. It depends on the person. If it's that one person, I'm like, oh yeah, everything they do, I'm like, sure, that's fine. That's great. But if I go into it like guarded, which probably am, but I'm not going to be rude or anything about the flowers. But yeah, it will be in the back of my head. Like, okay, like, that's interesting. Let's see if he can live up to that for the rest of it. Because he probably can't, but we'll find out.
Wow.
Because what if they go for... I keep it real. That just goes by the experiences that I have had in general. So maybe I'm biased.
I think she's questioning, like, how genuine is this?
Yes. Like, is that even real? Or are you just doing it to make yourself look good and be like, oh my God, I wooed her.
But you ladies aren't even giving the guys a second opportunity because after the first date, because you think he's being fake by buying you flowers and holding the door and giving you his coat, letting you wear his shoes, you're not even giving him the second chance. You're blocking him on Hinge or Tinder or Bumble or whatever dating app you're using. You're not even giving him the second chance to take you out a second time to prove to you that he is genuine.
Yeah. I mean, I am a victim of that. I do. Like, I don't go on second dates. So, like, clearly it's a me problem, but we're going to let that go. But that's just what...
Josh, back in 1954... when you went on your last first date with Crystal, 54, is that a right year?
It's close,
right? What did you and Crystal do for your first date?
I don't dare say.
Oh my God. That's when you know it's racy. That's when you know that's the top shelf answer. Right? Josh Gurney, who is an open book to anyone, he's an open book to anyone who will ever listen to him.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of early romance. Let's just put it that way.
What does that mean? Is it a hookup?
Perhaps.
Yes. That happens, though. Most of the time.
Right, I wasn't playing games. Neither was she. I'll tell you that. She came straight for it. So.
Wow, life is no game.
And there was a clear attraction there, and everything worked out. Everything happened exactly as it was supposed to. And, I mean, 15 years later, or maybe more, I don't even fucking know. Things are good, so.
No, things are good. Things are great. They're both the most amazing people in the world. Danielle, real quick, we're going to, you know, what time is it? Oh, my goodness. We're going over time, but real quick, I'll start with Danielle first. If a guy was going to take you to one specific spot, don't get crazy and say, take me to Italy so I can get some real pizza. Let's be real. If a guy was going to take you to one spot on your first date, locally, right, within Massachusetts or Rhode Island, where would you want him to take you?
Honestly, I do not ask for much. I will go to any bar, literally, because it's chill. You talk to them. You have alcohol. I don't want to go to a five-star restaurant. I don't want to be, like, fancy and, like, expect all the flowers and that stuff. Like, I really would not mind. Just, like, a local bar, towny bar, sit and have drinks and talk, and, like, that's it.
How about you, Abby?
I don't know. I'm a big fan of, like, the activity kind of dates, so I'd say probably, you know, something a little classy and cultured, maybe. You know, the MFA, it's a place where you can actually talk and, like, you know, see what's going on.
Lenny, do you know what the MFA is?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Well, what about you guys? Where do you...
Wait. Is someone going to explain it to me or leave me in limbo?
The Museum of Fine Arts in Boston.
So, Joshua, do you remember when I took... Oh, you probably don't remember. I took a young lady to the Contemporary Art Museum, and then she was so... This is how genuine I am, Danielle. So when you start talking about guys, this is how genuine I am. There was a wooden frame that some guy cut out, and she was staring at it for 25 minutes. And I said, what the fuck's the deal? You're looking at a piece of wood. She goes, oh, I love this piece of wood. I had a friend of ours, Kevin, create a replica of that frame over the next week or so, paid him for it, and then delivered it to her house. Just because she was so in love with the frame we saw at the Contemporary Art Museum in Boston.
Yeah. I never would have thought you'd be capable of something like that. So that's...
That was back in the day. I was naive.
Yeah. That's what they would call it. Yeah.
I was stupid. A typical, first date would be... I hate going to dinner. I don't like it. I think...
Yeah, no.
It's too cliche. It's what's expected. So maybe a bar, a walk along the beach or water or, you know, something different, a piano bar, something different to kind of spice it up. But if you automatically assume, oh, we're going to go sit down, have dinner, it makes that conversation a little bit tougher because you guys are face to face with nothing there to cause any interference. And interference is good because interference breaks the tension, and it can cause a little bit of a conversation between you two. But if you're just sitting there across the table at TGI Fridays ordering drinks and appetizers, it makes it a little bit tougher for the dude to elevate his game to make sure he gets your attention. So I don't recommend going to a dinner on the first date. I recommend some sort of activity or some sort of interference or, you know, a walk on the beach is always good. Just do it. Take the drive, do it. That's my thought. Josh, what do you think?
Yeah, it sounds like the ladies are pointing out the fact that setting doesn't really matter all that much. What matters is the conversation and how genuine somebody seems. You know, they don't want bullshit. They don't want games. They don't want 3-day rules or flowers that don't really mean anything. Who buys flowers for somebody they've never been out with? We're talking about first dates here. Like, so who really is like, here's a bouquet of flowers. First of all, where the fuck am I going to put this?
Like, true.
I don't think there's anything wrong with a token of, hey, I'm excited to meet you, right? There's nothing wrong with that. Or if you're going to a specific activity, having something related to that activity, I don't even have a specific example, but if you're going to the cliff walks, I don't know what the fuck happens at the cliff walks, but something related to the cliff walks. Here's an umbrella because it's raining, but here's a bouquet of flowers is just odd to me. Like, I don't know where that's going to go. And then chances are I'm never going to date you again. So am I going to keep this on my counter at home and remind myself of this shitty first date? So maybe a single flower here, wear this behind your ear. That makes more sense while we're on a date. But again, the setting setting doesn't seem to matter. The conversation seems to matter a lot more. And I think that, you know, my opinion on first dates in general is just to be genuine, to be yourself, because the truth is always going to come out. And you can keep your charade up for a little while and you can have some good sex or you can have some fun. But overall, if you're looking for a real relationship, you're not going to get shit out of being anything but yourself and upfront. Don't play bullshit games. Don't play 3-day rules or any of that nonsense. It's not going to get you anywhere other than in an ungenuine relationship. So.
Amen. There you go.
I think you said it all.
You said it.
If only all men were like you.
He does this. That's why he's married. That's why he's married. Yeah. He does this every time to us. He crushes it at the very end. And we're left speechless. So before we close out, and everyone's gonna give this, you know, if you want to, you can give a shout out to your social media. But I want to say one thing before we close out is that I don't know why we've harped on it so much today. The 3-day rule is important. He is Josh G1226. We are Be the Top Shelf. You know what? Scratch that. Go to BeTheTopShelf.com. Check out Josh's latest blog because it is life-changing. I encourage you to read it 3, 4, 5, 6 times because it will change your life. Danielle, you want to give a shout out to your social media?
It's not that exciting, but sure. It's Danielle Galvin. So creative.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram @Sterling_A98.
Sterling_A98.
Yes.
That's an IG. That's perfect. Everyone, I appreciate you taking the time to join us tonight. Ladies, hopefully we have you back soon enough. We'll, talk about something else that's racy and y'all can debate me.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure. Always fun.
Always fun.
Definitely not the 3-day rule. We won't talk about that anymore.
No, I will get violently angry.
Cut it out.
Thank you for enjoying this episode of The Top Shelf. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Our music was created by Slater. That's SLDR_music. And as always, have an amazing day.